Part 1. Chapter 1. Orientation. The availability of a quotation for your business interest, stock, should always be an asset to be utilized if desired. If it gets silly enough in either direction, you take advantage of it. July 12, 1966. Picture yourself in Omaha, Nebraska. It is early one evening in the fall of 1956. Elvis just debuted on the Ed Sullivan Show, and Eisenhower is in the White House. Tonight, you and 20 other adults are filing into a classroom at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, for the first lecture in a course called Investment Principles. Your teacher will be a 20-something named Warren Buffett. As it turns out, you've chosen the seat next to Buffett's Aunt Alice, one of the original 7 investors in his first partnership. I like to think of this book, in its own way, as a recreation of that early Investing Principles class, drawing on the lessons he taught in the partnership letters that were written during the very time this course was offered. It's your annotated guide to the basics of intelligent investing, as told through the key excerpts from almost 40 of these early letters. These were the pre-Berkshire years, 1956 to 1970, a time when his capital was modest and his opportunity set was unbounded. It was a time, especially in the early days of the partnership, when he was most like you and me in that he was able to invest in nearly everything, when no companies were too small for him to be interested. Buffett, while investing during the day, really did teach an evening class throughout the late 1950s and 1960s, and his Aunt Alice, along with a few other eventual partners, really did attend his class. After completing Dale Carnegie's course to overcome his discomfort with public speaking, Buffett taught as a way to keep up his skills. Not only that, but he was following the example of his mentor, Ben Graham, who, in addition to writing letters to his investors, also taught a course on securities analysis at Columbia Business School while running Graham Newman, his investment company. The Bedrock Principles of Benjamin Graham. There is no better place to start a book on basic intelligent investing than with the foundational tenet of Buffett's general thinking, one that's universal.